Hi friends, this is Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 3 Cash Flow Statement. Yeah, what is cash? Cash is cash in hand, cash at bank and demand deposits with the bank. I mean, you can get the money on demand. Cash equivalents. Cash equivalents are those assets which satisfy the conditions. Two conditions. One, it should be short term and highly liquid investments. Highly liquid investments in the sense which can be readily convertible into cash. Short term means maximum 3 months. Within 3 months, it should be convertible into cash. And second condition, conversion into cash will be with insignificant risk of change in value. I mean, on conversion, you should be losing nothing much. Yeah, then only you can say such asset is going to be cash equivalent. Investment in equity cannot be cash equivalent. Investment in debenture cannot be cash equivalent. Investment in mutual fund, no, it is not a cash equivalent. Treasury bills, government securities, which are going to be converted into cash within 3 months can be called as cash equivalent. Yeah, cash flow statement, you know, total cash activities are going to be divided into three kinds. One is operating activity, investing activity, financing activity. Which are going to be operating activity? That is the principal revenue activities. I mean, day-to-day business activity, which are incidental to the business also, right? Not only that, an activity which is neither investing nor financing activity is also going to be operating activity. Yeah, you received money on loss of assets because of earthquake, you received from insurance company. It is neither investing nor financing, then it is going to be classified as operating. What is investing activity? Investing activities like purchase or sale of fixed assets, intangible assets and investments. Not only that, income from investment is also investing activity. Financing activity. Financing activity means fundraising activities basically, that is, which is going to impact the capital structure of the entity. That is issuing the debenture, redemption of debenture, issuing the equity share capital, buyback of equity share capital, that includes preference share capital. And the financing cost in the sense funding cost, here even equity payment in the sense dividend payment, that may be interim dividend or final dividend, it may be interest payment, it may be because of the debentures, it may be because of the loans taken, and for in all other financing, because the funding activity, whatever the cost you incur, that is going to be classified under financing activity. Yeah, how do we present the cash flow statement? We have got two methods. One is direct method, indirect method. Direct method is very simple. Straight away, cash flow from operating activity, cash flow from investing activity, cash flow from financing activity. As you know, only operating activity is different between the direct and indirect method. In case of direct method, operating activity includes cash sales, cash received from debtors, cash payment to suppliers, cash purchases, all salaries and all other expenses which are paid. So in this case, we don't take the non-cash items, and the non-cash items and non-operating items are not taken at all. Minus income tax payment plus or minus any extraordinary items are going to be considered in this operating activities under direct method. In case of indirect method, operating activity, yeah, you will start with profit before taxation and extraordinary item plus or minus non-cash and non-operating items, yeah, which includes like plus depreciation, plus loss on sale of fixed asset, plus preliminary expenses written off, plus any non-cash expenses which are charged off, yeah, plus any interest expenditure paid, right, minus any interest income received, minus any profit on sale of land or any fixed asset or any intangible asset. Yeah, those things. Then plus or minus change in working capital. Yeah, that will be, yeah, increase in current asset is minus, decrease in current asset is plus, increase in current liability is plus, decrease in current liability is minus. Then minus income tax paid, minus plus or minus extraordinary items if there are any, that is going to be taken care. And investing activities are straight away. That is purchase and sale of fixed assets and investments, and investment income is going to be taken. Yeah. Next, income tax. Income tax is normally, if there is no information is given, it is always operating activity. But if he specifically says, if I have paid income tax with respect to on sale of fixed asset, then it's capital asset or fixed asset, then it is supposed to be investing activity. Otherwise, no, it is normally operating activity. Yeah, cash flow from foreign currency. Yeah, you are supposed to use the rate on the date of receipt or payment of foreign currency. Date of receipt or payment you are supposed to take, not the date of transaction. Yeah, next. Loans and advances given. If the loans and advances are given to employees, are going to be treated as operating activity. Advances payment to the suppliers. Loans and advances given to supplier. Yes, from that, if you get any interest income or anything, that is also going to be operating activity. Interest earned from the customers, from the late payment or anything, that is also operating activity. Other than this, if you give any loans and advances to any person, even to the subsidiary, it is going to be treated as investing activity. Yeah, loans and advances taken, yeah, taken from whom? I mean, if it is a financial entity, loans and advances given by them, given or taken by them is going to be operating activity. I mean to say bank. Yeah, investments made and dividend earned. It's a financing act, sorry, investing activity. Yeah, non-cash items. Non-cash items are obviously excluded from the cash flow statement, but these non-cash items have to be disclosed somewhere in the financial statements. Somewhere in the financial statements need not be immediately below the cash flow statement. This is about the important points of Accounting Standard 3. Yeah, for my books on accounting standards made easy and auditing and assurance made easy, you can get it from my website www.ravikantmiriala.com. Thank you and wish you the best.